They can't go at all here. Where is the dog? You have right there, that expression. Where is the dog? In the woods there. That's one thing that if you get your feet wet, especially once, you didn't change your socks. Warm your, dry your feet. Put your feet as shoes as dry. And my papa tells you, you got a spanking. And we never did have any shoes. And you know, a child can take a cold, put your papa on a hip band to it. By resistance, we got our clothes wet and fall down, like going to school, wasn't no sidewalk. I turn around, come back home, change clothes. I let my feet wet. Then I went in somebody's house and stole my dried my shoes over the last time I was there. And that's why he didn't want to scare the shoes. Our feet wet, that cold.
If the medicine is still by the patient's bedside, you ask, why haven't you...
Why haven't you taken it? What is that medicine? What's the prescription?
The patient might answer, well, yesterday I...
Took it all, didn't take it.
And I'll do something more later.
I'll take some more medicine later.
If you can't hear anything at all, you'd say you're a stone.
Yeah. A deep is the way I used to get the old ladies. Now, he's deep as hell. You know, I'm getting out of Western fast.
Say a person began to sweat when he worked, when he started to work. By the time he finished, you'd say he...
It rang and wet.
If you've been working real hard and took your wet shirt off, you'd say, look how I...
I perspire, I sweat.
What's the name of a discharging sore that has come to a head? So you get a sore on your arm, it's come to a head. What would you call it? When that, would you call it a boil? Okay, when that boil arises and opens, the stuff that drains out is called...
Correct.
Any other names you might use?
Well, I don't. Okay. Give me that one. I'll give you the rest of
it. Would you call it pus?
Pus, yeah.
Or matter?
That's right. Okay. Pus is the main thing.
When you've got a blister and the liquid forms under the skin, what's that called?
That's a blister.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you'd say you have a... You've been hurt, and you say you have a...
Hole in your arm?
Okay. Or say you took the person to the doctor to look at the...
That's
a wound. Mm-hmm. When a wound doesn't heal clean, a white granular substance might form around the edge. Sometimes it has to be cut off or burned out with alum. And you'd say, what kind of flesh is that? It's
crab. That's a word. They use that word.
Some things you used to keep in your medicine cabinet that have a skull and crossbones on the label. And you might say, you want to use some of this. Right, and some of this to use for a little cut in your finger. It's a small bottle of
iodine.
What's the medicine given sometimes as a tonic for malaria?
Iodine.
If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he